The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Hello, it's Cannon. This is a weird story, but it's a story that's happening more and more on TikTok. A song that was big like years ago blows up again because it blew up on TikTok, and that's what happened with this song. It first dropped in 2010, Miguel's Sure Thing, and it was hot. Like, it was hot then. It was. People were all about that song. I mean, Miguel, who doesn't look any older now, it was a pretty big star. And here he is again. And of course, he's got a new project on the way that he's going to talk about. But let's get let's get his feelings on this Sure Thing blowing up after 10 years. Hey, yo, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. That's how you can win a virtual meet and greet with your favorite artists. That's how we do it. We pick new subscribers. You win the virtual meet and greet. I'm going to shut up. I'm losing my voice for some reason, which is very strange. Miguel on OHP.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
What's happening?
What's up, bro? How are you?
Man, I'm excellent, man. Enjoying this rain out here in LA. How you doing?
Oh, yeah. You don't get much rain in LA, huh? When it happens, it's like a cool event.
Bro, we just run out. Just welcome it.
Well, nice to talk to you again. Where do we find you today? In your living room?
This is the studio, sort of the studio room. Yeah, for sure. Studio house.
I'm the most nosy human being. Can we see just a little bit of your surroundings?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess. Let's see.
You don't want to see my house. I got a green screen up for a reason. I just moved. I'm living out of boxes. That's a sexy little space, man.
Oh, man. This is the haven. This is where it all happened. It's been happening. Great.
Is that where you go when you when you're feeling creative and you want to vibe out? Is that the room you gravitate to?
Yeah, this is like I my house is maybe like less than a mile away. I probably get here around 10 a.m. and I stay here as long as I possibly can. This is the haven. Yeah.
Well, I know you're working on new stuff, but let's talk about old stuff that's new again.
Right. I know, right?
Yo, trippy. I mean, it's gotta be trippy, right?
Yeah, it's a wild like ride. I think coming from MySpace and like Sure Thing was, I uploaded Sure Thing to MySpace, like the rough version. Like,
oh, I remember.
Yeah. And it's just a trip. Like every iteration of like social media, it just kind of had a little moment, but this has been the biggest one by far. So, I mean, the fact that, listen, to everyone listening, like, we weren't on the radio with this. You know what I mean? It wasn't like pop radio was messing, you know, it hadn't made it there. So for all the fans and all everyone who's discovered Sure Thing, like I really can't thank you enough. Like, it's literally been like.
It's weird for me, dude. I interviewed you when this song came out the first time.
Wow. Let's go.
This song. And everyone loved it then. And everyone loved it. is loving it again. That must be so trippy to you. How did you catch on to the fact that this was beginning to swell up?
Yeah, it was a trip. I got a call like early in the morning, like maybe like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning or something like that. Because Mark, who's like, you know, that's my brother. He also signed me, but he happens also to be also happens to be like president of the label now. At RCA, he called me because he's up like 5 in the morning on the East Coast. And I'm like barely waking up, you know, and he's like, wake up. He's like, this is going crazy. Like, have you seen this? And, you know, I'm like, what? Like, yeah. Like, what are you talking about? You know, but he walked me through the whole thing. And, you know, my team obviously just showing me all the numbers and the stats and how things have just been translating into, you know, sales and this and that, not just of the song, but of the album. It's just man, it's crazy. It's a beautiful. I can be fairly pessimistic about things, but I do believe in signs. And
yeah. And what do you think this is a sign of?
I think it's that it's inevitable. Inevitably, it's just time. You know, it's time to kind of. You know, time to really jump back in.
Yeah.
As a musician.
I mean, All I Want Is You came out. It's 2010, right?
Yeah.
I remember having girls over at my house and putting that album on and vibing out to it. And here we go again. Have you been able to like trace it back to like what TikTok started this trend all over again?
I feel like there was it was bubbling in one way for a moment. It kind of started with like, I remember seeing a clip of like, and this is the most random. It's like, even I didn't understand it at the time, right? It's like a girl, and the caption was like, when you're being kidnapped, it was like a girl being kidnapped. And like, she's like,
not the way you planned on making your reentrance, but okay.
Not at all. Like the beginning iteration of seeing people kind of pick up the song, it was through like some like TikTok of like a girl, like if ever, like when you're being kidnapped, and then this is a girl singing the song. It was a trip. I don't know if anyone listening has seen this one, but it's just like a girl singing the song, but she's got like a mask over her head and like the back of a van. It's a trip. I think maybe because it was so bizarre. I don't know.
How has your life changed from 2010 to now? What are some of the biggest like life moments you've had between then and now that maybe you're drawing from for the new music that you're making?
Whoa. Biggest moments.
I mean, we're talking 13 years. I understand that's quite an ask, but what are some of the big moments that you're drawing from?
I mean, come on. You know, there's like, whether it's like realizing long-term dreams, like, you know, performing at the Grammys and winning a Grammy, or getting married, or getting divorced, or...
I've done both of those in the past 13 years. Man, I can relate.
Yeah. I mean, these are big pendulum swings, you know, they're like massive, like, are traveling the world and like being with your brothers and friends, you know, and having these experiences in places that you've imagined being through music. You know, unanimous moments of like, you know, 50,000 people all singing the same lyric and like cutting the music and like everyone in the same moment, you know, or having, you know, sharing these kinds of things is really crazy. Or as simple as like just being with your closest friends in the desert and crying about, you know, all of the things that you went through. You know, it's a trip.
Oh, wow. Did you have like a spiritual trip to the desert with some friends?
We've had many. We've had plenty. We've been doing it for a long time. I mean, this is, and you know, being from LA, that's sort of almost a rite of passage at this point.
So how much time every day are you spending in that vibey little room that you've got there creating what we're going to hear next?
Wow. For the past, maybe I want to say 6 months, I've probably been here the larger part of every day. I don't think I mean, for the most part of it, I was sleeping here. Actually, I was like just crashing here and waking up. Yeah. Crashing, man. This is like when you love it and you're just dedicated to it, you just go. And that's all I know, you know? So
what are you most excited to express, Miguel, in this new album?
Probably like Inner Rage from Outer Space.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm kidding. I have no idea what that means. Go a little deeper on that one.
Yeah. I think just the manic nature of like life now. And again, like we're talking about a lot of time between my last album and this one. So there's just a lot of experience and a lot of emotion there. And I think my fans will be the most excited to hear what they love me for, and also sort of like exciting new textures and exciting new ways of putting things together. I think I've been wanting to do things that excite me, really.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to hearing it. When can we hear that?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a great question. We've got a lot coming fast. I mean,
there's
got
to be a little pressure right now. Like, okay, let's move this along a little bit quicker now.
A little.
Yeah.
A little pressure. Oh, man. They're like, listen, I honestly enjoy it. I feel like, you know, we got to watch Kobe and we saw how he was under pressure. I think we all strive to kind of keep that same cool head and calm, collected and assuredness about, you know, our skill and the time we put in. I'm excited to deliver though. And I think fans will really love the wild nature of what's coming. It's really
well exciting. You got me excited about it, man. I've been a fan for a long time. It's great to reconnect with you, Miguel. Thank you for your time there. I appreciate you taking a little time away from your creativity to join us and talk a little bit about this. Let's play Sure Thing again on Open House Party. Thank you, Miguel.
Thanks, Cannon, man. Thank you, brother.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.